Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Is this Miss Frazier?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Miss Frazier. This is Zach. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Zach?
Good. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yes, I do. We just spoke the day before yesterday.
Thursday.
It was just a few days ago. Yeah. Well, either way, I know it wasn't that long off. I've just been busy, so our days are kind of running into each other.
Hey, time is flying. I just wanted to see if you had a minute. We're still interested in the house, and kind of just wanted to check and see, if things change or you know what direction you're going to go.
As I stated to you on Thursday, you said that you couldn't state a ballpark of what you wanted to purchase the house for. And so, like I stated, there's quite a few people interested in the house, and it's not in foreclosure. I'm very honest. I am behind. I can bail myself out. I've created a plan to bail myself out.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to figure out if I want to bail myself out and sell it at market value or if I want to do a quick sale. So that's pretty much where I'm at right now. And like I stated, if you're not willing to give me a ballpark number of where you want to land, because I believe in being honest and upfront and doing business forthright like that, that's up to you. But I know I have quite a few other offers. So I'm just really trying to figure out what's the best course of action for me to take for myself.
So, I want to apologize if you feel that I've been not forthcoming. It's just everybody has a situation, and, whether you believe it or not, we don't just come and make offers and, do business with anyone. We really try to actually help the, person, on the other side of the table. I give you a lowball offer and, then you can hang up on me. There's tons of scenarios, but realistically, we help people. We work within the state and offer programs that, help a lot of people out. So, you said that you're not that far behind, and I guess one question would be is, do you have your next place of where you would go?
Why does that matter? My whole thing is, it's just all about numbers at this point. And let's be real, it's about the numbers.
Of course.
Don't have time. I don't have time, and I refuse to waste your time or for you to allow to waste mine. It's just either you're going to be upfront about the numbers or we can end this conversation. It's just it. You know what number you want to land at. I'm asking you what number you want to land at. Then that's all about negotiation. You know the bottom number and you know how high you're willing to go. And all I'm saying to you is either we're going to speak in those terms or we can end this conversation. And that's it. That's it,
okay.
Zach. I'm
okay.
A business woman. Period, point blank. I have been in this game for a long time. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has things that arise and spring up. But I know I can easily dig myself out. This is not something new for me.
So you wouldn't
I've
be-
got myself out of foreclosure. So I'm prior. I've had health issues. That's the only thing that I'm facing and dealing with right now. And I'm coming out of that. And everything is working out perfectly for me. So I'm just asking you, if I go your route, are we in alignment with the number? If we're not, then I'm moving on. I don't have time to waste, and you don't need it, Jack.
Okay.
And you keep calling me, so obviously you really are interested in the property. It's just a simple fact of you being honest and giving those numbers, and we negotiate, or we can just end this call. I'm not going back and forth with you any further.
I hear your point, and I understand what you're saying. My reasoning for my question is, if you want to stay there, you know, we offer programs to rent the property back. You know, you're very fixated on price, which I don't blame you for, but you're coming, you know, I'm not sure if I've done something wrong, but you're coming at me from an angle where I'm really just seeing if I can help you out. And it sounds like price is just, you know, the only thing you want to hear. And I could, you know, you can have 5, 6, 7 people say, oh, I'd give you $500,000 for that house. And they haven't even bought a house ever. So I don't want to be that person that just says something and have no, you know, ground to stand on. I want to help you, and I would love to be able to do business with you. You know, but the reality is I don't have to buy this house. You don't necessarily have to sell it. If we can work something out, great. I don't care about the money. I don't care if you make $1 million. You know, it's not about that. It's if it will align, do you need to stay there? Am I, you know, if I bought it, would you want to rent back from me? I mean, these are all questions that just are in the air. And I, you know, I really, you know, I apologize if I upset you and, you know, maybe we just got off on the wrong foot, but I'm really just trying to, you know, see what direction we can go in.
I completely understand that. I just feel that it's all about being forthright. Had we started out on that foot and you started out that conversation, then we'd be in alignment now, the same way now I know where you're coming from. For me, I have to figure those logistics out right now. What I'm reasoning in my mind is selling it, not renting it back from you after you purchased it from me, if that makes sense. Like I stated, I know I have equity in my home. So from that standpoint, I'm not in the rears. There's, you know, because of the simple fact that my equity far outweighs where I'm behind. This is the number one reason why I'm not in foreclosure. They know I pay it. The amount of money I paid to get out of foreclosure, done, that is not something that's simple. It wasn't a small number, and I know I can do it again. I'm just saying to you, if it's going to be beneficial, it needs to be beneficial for both parties, right? I'm not in the business of it not being beneficial for you or me, is what I'm making, for me to come off clear. I just want you to know that I am no nonsense. I have been in business for a long time, and I understand many different facets. I understand business and real estate, and I bought homes, so I understand the process, you know. I understand business and business because I've ran businesses and I have a business. So I'm just letting you know where my mindset is. It's so you understand and know where I'm coming from, that I'm not illiterate. I am very well versed in business. I know how to handle myself. I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste mine. And I'm just one of those straight shooters that's very honest and upfront. And you don't come across many people like me. I know. It's just, I'm rare.
You're 100% right. Honestly, it kind of makes it easier that you are